Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to PMP Exam Mindset. This is where we talk about the exam. I want to say a huge thank you to our students, especially Gabriel, who has been working very hard and also adding value back into the process. This is to help align you to what I expect your exam to present. Now, you know I'm very process driven as far as understanding your 49 processes, the 5 process groups, and so on. But what will help the most on the exam is really imbibing the mindset. So let's go over the mindset. Number one, life cycle. Under the process domain, you should think about tailoring the appropriate project life cycle and development approach to the project. If it's agile related, if agile fits best, choose an agile approach. If predictive is better, then choose a predictive approach. If you need to hybridize, choose a hybrid approach. But you do really need to know Agile Practice Guide pages 18 and 19 very well. When you know these two pages, you'll know when something should be agile, when it should be predictive, when a blend might work. I also want you to look out for the Agile Radar chart. This will help you as you navigate the questions, because you need to know when it's best to use an agile approach that is iteration-based, or an agile approach, which is flow-based. Iteration-based, an example, will be Scrum. Flow-based, an example, will be Kanban, okay? Number two, hybridize where necessary, similar to number one. Number three, the agile mindset. You got to know when to deliver incrementally, when it makes sense to, and when it doesn't make sense to. There are times when you're using an iterative approach because of prototyping, and the prototyping is copious over a long period until you finally get to the chosen solution. That's when you would use iterative. So you got to know the little nuances, okay? All right. Number four, you need to think systemically and strategically. You got to think of the big picture and be able to navigate complexity. One of the ways you navigate complexity is you break it down into smaller pieces, smaller chunks, and this just helps you to deal with a complex environment. Number five, you got to manage change and configuration with intentionality, which means a change management plan and a configuration management plan. Number six, inspect and adapt. Continuously inspect, adapt, and integrate all levels and layers. And this means your mindset on the questions needs to be one of Kaizen, continuous improvement. I also want to make it clear that while the process groups and the knowledge areas are helpful, the question very rarely comes at you directly. So do not expect to see questions exactly as you have. The questions will be different in the way they are phrased, but if you follow patiently, read in patiently through the material, you will be able to problem solve. Number seven just says, be a problem solver. Offer solutions and not problems. Let me give you an example. Someone says, let's say a question says, the project manager discovers a problem. What should the project manager do? The best answer is always what will move that situation forward. Not going back to the customer and saying, I'm sorry, I can't solve the problem. Or writing a report about why the problem cannot be solved. No, that is never the answer. The best answer is always either to analyze the problem or to work with the team in finding solutions or to move it on after you have analyzed it. You get what I'm saying? So I want you to expect questions that test you on problem solving. Let me remind you, if you may have forgotten this, but this is very important, okay? When it comes to problem solving, let's bring up the whiteboard if I can. Okay, let's use the classic whiteboard. Or this if I can. Okay, so here's the deal. Remember, I've talked about this before. DIGCIV, dig sieve. What does a dig sieve mean? Well, the D is to define the problem. When you get questions on the exam, make sure that you understand the problem. Truly define the problem. To define the problem, you may need to break it down into smaller pieces mentally, or maybe even in the question, the suggestion is to break the question or break the problem down into smaller pieces. That's what we mean by define the problem. Define the problem. Okay. That's the D. The I is identify the root cause. Now, the PMI love their little Ishikawas. They love their cause and effect diagram. Are you getting what I'm saying? Because all these things are the same. When you say Ishikawa, when you say cause and effect diagram, when you say YY diagram, when you say fishbone diagram, all the same thing. Okay, so identifying the root cause could mean using your Ishikawa to really understand what is the root cause of the problem. Because if you can attack the root cause, the entire problem goes away. Always let this be your mindset, okay? First of all, is the problem defined? That's number one. Number two, have we identified the root cause? Number three, generate alternatives. You cannot move further on if you do not generate alternatives. Dr. Ed DeBono is well known for his six thinking hats. I think a seventh was added. So these thinking hats enable you to think pessimistically, optimistically, from a risk angle, from various angles anyway. And you generate alternatives. And there are many ways you can generate alternatives. There are many techniques. Now, while the PMI doesn't test you on the techniques, the PMI is more into, do you understand the sequence of problem solving? Do you know that you should define the problem before identifying the root cause and then generate alternatives before you cease for choose? Choose the best alternative. Okay. I is for implement the alternative, and V is verify that indeed the solution is effective. This is how you need to think on your exam. Any question you get, always get down to the bottom of what is the problem. Always define the problem, then ask why. Let me give you an example again. The question says the project manager has encountered a schedule delay. What should the project manager do next? Okay, so there's a schedule delay, but you don't know the root cause. So it says there's a schedule delay. What should the project manager do? A, crash the project. B, fast track the project. C, add more team members to the project. Well, you can already guess that that's the same as crash, right? And then fast track is just as bogus. So option D had better be better because, A, B, and C are just, they don't sound sensible because we don't know the root cause. You can't tell me to crash or fast track. I mean, both of those are equally viable solutions. I could crash, I could fast track. And then one of them looks like a dupe. So the best answer could be corrective action based on causes. Sounds very bland. Corrective action based on causes? Yeah, that's the safest option because the other two are, they're not conclusive enough. The other three, they're not conclusive enough. But if it says, for example, if it says the project is running late and several activities that should have been done are outstanding, and it gives you some additional clues, well, maybe crashing or fast tracking is an option, but it will have to tell you something else for you to choose those options. You don't just say, oh, schedule, running late, crash, fast track. No. Now, if the question said, a project manager discovers a schedule delay, what should he do? And it says, A, develop a project charter, B, develop a project management plan, C, write a final report, D, crash the project. Oh, then of course it would make sense to choose crash. But what I'm saying is, if you have options that are so close and you don't have enough information to conclusively choose, you got to be following the dig sieve. Because if you don't identify the root cause, then you cannot choose certain options you shouldn't. Okay? So this way of thinking is what I espouse on the exam. Okay? Let's move on. Number eight, quality and the iron triangle. You should always be proactively building in quality and managing the iron triangle. Number nine, risk and governance. Proactively manage risk and governance. There's nothing wrong in the word governance. Governance is the framework within which authority is exercised. Number 10, manage all areas. Logically plan and manage all knowledge areas, every single knowledge area. Number 11, buy-in and authorization. Seek authorization and buy-in when necessary, if you need to do that. Buy-in is not a bad thing. Buy-in just means you need to get other people on board. You need to get authorization in some instances, then do that. Okay, closing. Close each stage iteration or phase with a retrospective or lessons learned. And that, my friends, is the PMP process mindset. I want you to imbibe these and just go over them again, because the more you go over them, the more the mindset will stick. You need the mindset. I have much longer videos. I have a 40-minute video on mindset. If you're thinking mindset more than anything else, it's going to help, especially in these last few days leading up to your exam. Soak in the mindset. Look for my videos on mindset. I have quite a number of them all over YouTube on the Praiseon channel. Okay, well, thank you very much for all of your great contributions, and a shout out to our friend Prashant, who is getting ready for his exam as well, Gabriel, who's getting ready for his exam, and the whole crew, my whole crew out of Houston, Texas. You guys, I'm waiting for you to get certified so that we can get you on that community of practice and, start adding value to the community of practice. And so that we can continue to help our other friends who are getting ready for the exam. All right. Well, thank you so much. You take care. I'll see you in the next video where we talk about the people mindset mantras. Don't forget to hit like and subscribe if you have not already. If you are a PMP, likewise, there's always content to help you on this channel. You take care now.